In this episode, we cover the most asked about thing on all of our platforms. It's the thing that people are begging us for help with on a regular basis, and it is how to overcome a mental block.
Welcome to the Cheer Experience Beyond the Mat with Dr. Travis Owens. Join us as we take an in-depth look at how to build better cheer athletes. For information on today's topic and more, check out thecheerdoc.com. Ready? 5, 6, 7, 8.
All right, everybody, and welcome back. I know it has been a couple of weeks since we've done a podcast episode, and I apologize. Traveling for the holidays and things like that, having spotty reception in places, really took away from my ability to do anything online over the weekends. And so here we are today on a Monday doing our podcast follow-up because I can't leave you guys that long without new content. I feel terrible. So I apologize. We're back on track though. And I could not think of a better topic to jump back into the podcast than the most asked thing that we cover. So stick around, because this episode we are going to cover the thing that you guys ask most about on a regular basis, and that is mental blocks and how to overcome mental blocks, especially with things like tumbling. So before we jump into that, I do want to talk about something that we actually introduced on the last episode, and unfortunately, we had audio trouble, which I hope to God we don't have this time. So I'm like watching all of our equipment really, really closely to make sure that we don't miss this. But what we talked about was the establishment of what I'm probably the most proud of, and that is the Cheer Doc Scholarship. So the Cheer Doc Scholarship is going to be a scholarship created by us, including you guys, the listeners, to give scholarships to our cheer athletes that are heading off to college. Cheerleading changed my life. If it wasn't for cheer, I probably would not have ended up doing what I do now. So cheer was a huge part of that. And being able to give, you know, a scholarship to a young cheer athlete that's heading off to college is something that I've always wanted to do. And so as a group, as a collective, as the cheer, you know, our universe, we can give to some cheer athletes. And the ways that we do that, the ways that we're able to make this happen, number one, you can become a monthly contributor to the podcast. If you get on anchor.fm/cheerleading, that's our homepage for that podcast, you can become a monthly subscriber. I think there's 99 cents a month, I think $3.99 and then $9.99 a month. We've had some folks that have become monthly contributors and started to build up this first scholarship that we can give away. I'm super excited to see this thing grow. So if you would like to contribute as little as 99 cents, we're talking a quarter, 25 cents a week for an entire podcast from us answering your questions, can then go to help give a scholarship to a cheer athlete. So if you're getting some value out of this thing, please, I beg you, please support the podcast to help us to give a scholarship, multiple scholarships. We want to create something that we can do multiple times. So donate to the podcast, become a monthly contributor. As of now, with the amount of listeners that we have, if everybody that listened did the $3.99 a month, $3.99, so a dollar a week, then we would have enough to give away a scholarship tomorrow, and then the next month, and the next month. So it's that easy, guys. $3.99 a month, less than one Starbucks, you can help us to give a scholarship to a cheer athlete. Let's jump into the episode. So mental blocks, the absolute hardest thing for any athlete to get through, harder than injuries and coming back from an injury and rehabbing. Mental blocks are one of the hardest and most challenging things an athlete has to deal with. And so we want to do an episode because this question gets asked, honestly, guys, more than anything. Anytime I post a request saying, hey, what do you guys want to talk about? I get at least like 10 mental block requests. So we are going to do an entire episode on mental blocks, hopefully give you guys some strategies into how to get rid of these things, how to work through them, at least get something that can help you. That's my biggest goal. So number one, the very first thing that we have to do if we have a mental block is admit it out loud that we have a block, that we're struggling, and admit that it's okay to be vulnerable that you have this block. For some athletes, they have no idea why they have a mental block on a skill. For some athletes, it's pretty simple, right? Maybe tried it, got hurt, maybe saw somebody else get hurt doing it, whatever. But everyone has a different reason why they have a mental block. But the first thing we have to do is not deny that we're blocked, that we are struggling. So just openly and out loud saying, I have a mental block doing blank, and accepting that it's okay that you have a mental block, because it is. It's okay to have a mental block. Writer's block. You ever heard of writer's block, right? So people that write books and stories for a living, they get blocks too, right? So writer's block. Mental blocks with business. People that don't have ideas for how to grow their business and they get stuck, right? So having a mental block in sports, yes, it's unique because it's sports, but in the big picture, having a mental block is a normal thing. It's part of life, right? So the first thing is just admitting, say, hey, yes, I have a mental block. I'm struggling with this. It's okay though. I'm okay being vulnerable with this skill. The second thing, which is sometimes the most challenging, is trying to establish a reason. You know, for some people, like we said, they know right away, I tried a back handspring, my arms bent, I landed on my head, and now I don't want to do anymore because I had carpet burn on my forehead, which I've seen. So it's it happens, and it's okay. Not everybody hits every skill every time, even including myself. I've busted skills. I can't tell you how many times I freaked out in the middle of a round-off back handspring back tuck. Forgot that I was tucking, freaked out midair, landed on the back of my head. And I knew that if I didn't get up right then and do it again, it would fester and it would grow this fear, like, holy crap, I'm going to do it again. So I just had to run over, run back to the corner, do it again, prove to myself, hey, you still got this thing, you're fine. Okay, so trying to establish a reason is a very big reason, a very big thing, because if you can establish a reason, you can then set a plan to overcome that mental block for that reason. Let's say you busted a skill. Okay, let's say, yes, I tried a handspring and I fell and I'm scared to do one now. Okay, well, did you get hurt, like, substantially? No. Okay, so you busted it, maybe didn't feel good, maybe felt a little embarrassed. That's okay. You didn't get hurt. You can still try it again and you can move on, right? So, you know, trying to establish this reason is really important because, again, we can set the plan for what to do to undo that mental block. If we can't establish why we're scared or why we're fearful or why we have this mental block for this particular skill, then don't stress about it. Some people know exactly what it is, but don't give up, right? If you're trying to figure out why you have it, don't give up until you really put in some effort and say, why do I not want to throw this skill? And if you ask yourself and you're honest with yourself enough times, why, eventually the answer is going to come out and it's going to be pretty apparent. Okay. So once we establish a reason why we're scared to do a skill or we have a mental block, the first question I like to ask, you know, athletes and coaches, are you even ready for this skill? You know, I mean, there's a lot of times, like, our sport, we try to push heavier skills or harder skills faster, which is okay as long as our athletes are able to achieve it. We don't want to set them up for failure. So as an athlete or as a coach dealing with an athlete that has a mental block, we have to ask ourselves, is this athlete even ready for this skill? Because sometimes the answer is no, they're not. They're trying a skill before they're ready. Because progressions are built so that we confidently have one skill and that transitions us into the next skill. So if we're having a mental block with something, you may not be ready, okay? Handsprings, back handsprings, probably the most, back handsprings and tucks, probably the two things we get questions about the most. In my opinion, the way I look at handsprings is if you cannot hold yourself upside down in a handstand for more than a couple of seconds without falling down, you're not ready to do a handspring. Sorry, because you don't have the requisite strength in your shoulders to hold your body up. Because keep in mind, when you're doing a handstand is just your body weight kind of walking around. When you're doing a handspring, you're bouncing off your hands, multiple times body weight of force. And if you're not strong enough to do it, you're never going to land it, right? So one of the things I recommend for people is, unless you can kick up against the wall and hold a 1 minute handstand more than once without issue, or you can walk across the floor all the way without coming down, there's a good likelihood that you're not ready for a handspring. You just don't have the strength yet, which is okay. That's fine. We got to work on strength. So one of the easiest things I tell athletes to do is every single day, if you're struggling with a handspring, every day you're in the gym, you go against that wall and you do as long of a handstand as you can. And if you make it to a minute, come down, rest a minute or so, and do it again. And do it three times. But you need to spend an appreciable amount of time on your hands upside down to build shoulder strength to be able to bounce off of your hands, right? Trying to do a handspring without strong enough shoulders is like getting mad at yourself because you have this mental block is like a toddler that can barely stand and us getting mad that they can't run, right? So we have to have a requisite amount, and requisite is just for, we have to have a previous amount of strength from one skill to move us into the next. So be honest with yourself. Are you strong enough? Because a lot of people aren't, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. It just means we need to put our focus somewhere else, okay? So number one, are you even ready for the skill? Number two, let's say you are ready. Let's say it's something that you've had before and then you lost it or whatever the case may be. I like to do a skill reset. And a skill reset is a couple different ways we can do this. Number one, go back to the previous skill beforehand. So if you're working, let's say you're working round off back handspring tuck, okay? And all of a sudden you can't do the tuck. You're freaking out about the tuck. Go back and do round off handspring. Do multiple handsprings, okay? Build your confidence in multiple skills. If you're trying standing tucks and you're busting those and you have a mental block there, go back to handsprings, okay? Or, you know, go back to that skill before, multiple handsprings, standing handsprings, okay? The other thing you can do is break that skill into pieces, right? So if we're looking at our handspring, and we can break that into the sit, the jump and reach, the hands inverted portion, and the snap down, right? So we can break that down and work on each individual piece, one piece at a time, okay? Tuck is really three things, right? Big, nice set with a big jump, a tuck, a pull, and then the landing, right? So break those pieces down. If you're struggling with a tuck, work on set drills. Work on set pull drills where you stack the mats up behind you and you jump up and you tuck and roll back onto them. The other thing you can do, try a new surface. So if you're trying on the floor, go back to the tumble track with mats on it, or go back to a rod floor. Go back to, if you're on the tumble track and you're using mats, go back to the open tumble track, you know. So changing your surface just to give you some more reps and get you comfortable with that range of motion or that activity is also beneficial. Lastly, try a new spotter. If you have the same person that spots you every time, there may be some sort of disconnect you have there, which is okay as well. So maybe try a new spotter, a new set of eyes watching you do this skill and giving you pointers. But the skill resets are usually pretty good at breaking through some barriers or at least making some progress, okay? And you can't get frustrated and say, I'm not going backwards. I'm not going to move back to a skill I had before. That's just, you're setting yourself up for failure with that mindset, okay? There's a lot of athletes that have to, you may have heard the old saying, yeah, go back to the fundamentals, right? You got to go back to the fundamentals. Well, there's a reason they're fundamentals is because they work, right? So if you're struggling, take a step back. Reaffirm yourself that you can do the skills prior so you're ready for the next skill. Speaking of that, we're going to take a break for just a second so we can throw out our advertisers for this episode, let you guys hear about them. So we'll be back in just a second.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire.
Let's move on to the last couple of ideas. Number one, if it gets to a point to where you are so frustrated that you just cannot do the skill, just leave it alone. Leave the skill alone. Go on to something else of equal challenge for a little bit. If you're working, front tumbling, pick another front tumbling skill. If you're working back tumbling, pick something else and get away from it. Just letting it fester in your mind is not always the best plan. And going in hardcore pounding into your own mind as to why can I do this? I'm so frustrated is not always the best idea either. So if you try all these things before and they're not working, just take a break from the skill. Seriously, just break from it. Don't try it. Don't even think about it. And just go on and do other things. And when you feel like you're ready, could be a day, could be a week, could be a month, whatever, then come back and see if your mindset's different. See if something has happened in that day to month or whatever that changed how you perceive that skill. Because that can happen too. And one of the last things that I used to do, and we talked about this a while back, this helped me a lot. So mental blocks, I wouldn't say that they were necessarily mental blocks for me, but there were things that when I was cheering, stunt-wise, that for some reason I would struggle. Even though I knew I should be able to hit a certain skill, I would struggle with it either with the mechanics or whatever the case may be. And so at night, as I'm laying in bed, I would visualize myself with my partner, okay? And I would go through that skill in my head over and over. I'm talking like dozens of times every single night. Every aspect of it, where my hands were, how hard was I squeezing, the dip, how fast am I off the ground? It's my flick going all the way to the top. Am I really pushing? Am I using my whole body? Am I spotting the feet? Every single component of that skill I would play in my head on repeat until I fell asleep. I do that every single night until I could go to practice and hit that stunt. And it's amazing when you put that much hyper focus on a skill. How's my set tumbling? How's my set? How's my jump? How's my reach? How's my block if it's a handspring? How's my landing? Am I landing chest upright? Am I snapping my feet down? Am I, you know, all these little things that we, you know, it's easy to get bogged down when you're doing it. But when it's time to just relax and just visualize, it's a whole lot easier to see the individual pieces. So breaking a skill down and visualizing this skill is, I'm talking, it is a huge, and it's easy to do because you're just literally thinking about it. You're not in there actively trying to do stuff. So visualizing on a daily basis the skills you're trying to work on, seeing it in your mind's eye, your mind and your brain are going to start to piece together these things and to where you can physically do it. Because everything you do is coordinated in your brain. It starts with a thought. Your brain has to think about doing it. You have to coordinate all the things in your head to make your body perform it. So without the visual, you can't do the physical, right? You can't do it. So spend that time every single night, and not in a frustrating, beating yourself up way. It's just visualize yourself doing it. Imagine you can do it perfect, and you in your head, you've got a video that your brain has created of you doing that skill just the way you want it. Every aspect of it, every angle, from the front, from the side, inside, doing it, watching yourself. Like, your brain can create that, and you can use that to then build confidence that you can actually do it. So visualize is a huge, huge thing. So do that every night before you go to bed. So there's a couple of tactics that we can use to try to overcome mental blocks. There's, you know, dozens of different ways that you can address this, but, you know, try to cover the easiest ones that everyone can implement immediately. But the biggest thing, guys, is just to understand that you're not alone. It's okay to have a mental block. You just have to accept it and recognize it's going to take some effort to work through it. And once you do, it'll be so, so worth it. So again, if you would like to help us to grow the scholarship that we want to give for our cheer athletes, go to anchor.fm/cheerleading. There's a tab there where you can hit support this podcast. We'd love it if you could get on a monthly support, as little as 99 cents, so less than a dollar a month you can help us. Additionally, just sharing the podcast, helping us to get a bigger reach, more listens, that helps us to grow another way so we can, again, try to build this scholarship up. Hopefully this helped you guys out. Please keep sending your questions. I really love being able to answer and create these episodes that are catered to your desires, your wishes. I know this one went a little bit longer than our average one, but It's a really important topic. So thank you so much for joining me. If you have questions, shoot me an email, shoot me a message. We'll catch you next week.
Thank you for joining us. Be sure to check out thecheerdoc.com for more content. Also, if you found the material today valuable, please subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. It's very much appreciated. Thanks for listening and have an incredible day.